Yeah. Erect. Guys, what's up? What's happening? We are here back again this week with Erect 3.0, Episode 3. And we're going to be talking about all things video games, upcoming games, what we're playing, and you guys just stick around and get erect with us. So, I'm Headbanger, and we're going to fill you guys up with some digital love today. So, before I get into everything that I'm playing, I will do the gentleman courtesy and pass this over to you. So, Dune Cookie, what you been playing?
Lately, I've been playing
Yeah, so you've played a little bit of it. The majority of the things that I saw you get ambushed by were velociraptors. So, are there other dinosaurs in that game? Because all I saw were the velociraptors. I think I saw a little preview of a T-Rex in the trailer, but is there anything else that you've encountered outside of the velociraptors? So, you get achievements from dying from the different types of dinosaurs? Well, I've never really noticed, or I've never really known you to be a person for horror games. Like, I know you have played some horror games before, but, like, my brother, he just gets off on the whole scary horror game thing. I'm looking at this, and as a budget title, it's on the Steam store for, like, $4.99. Right now, it's currently on sale for $3.74, I believe. Oh, well, not because it just came out, because it came out in December. But a lot of people are reporting that this game's a little bit over an hour, so it's not a super long game. But what are your thoughts on the detail for the dinosaurs, the models? Sometimes I get a little iffy when I'm playing a game, especially a game that's really low budget. I try not to be way too judgmental here because I'm getting into game development myself, and I'm starting to notice that it is quite a challenge in itself. But as a budget title, how are the animations? Do they look really crazy? And is there anything really terrible outside of, I'm looking at the store page right now, and if you look at Oakwood, it looks like they totally ripped the W from WWE in it. But besides that, how are the animations and presentation overall? Very nice. So I'm going to go over some of the games that I've been playing too. We'll have to play some more games tonight so you can expand on it next week as well. I know we're both pretty busy and everything. but the first on my list is Vagante. I think it's Vagante. I think that's how you pronounce it. Vagant?
I would say Vagante.
Let's do Vagante. Yeah, so Vagante, it's a game that's been in development for a long time. And like I said, I'm just getting into indie game development myself. And I'm trying my hardest to do pixel art and everything. So this is a 2D roguelike platformer. I know that you guys have heard of that before. It's a pretty solid game. I was really excited about it a few years ago because the presentation looked pretty good. The enemy designs are great. I can tell you right now that I've only made it past the first level maybe four times. I haven't put a shit ton of time into it because, like I said, it just fully released. But it's a very hardcore game. You will die. You will die often. But you can unlock different backgrounds and stuff for your character. There's different character classes. Like you have a rogue, a knight, a mage, and they all of course play very differently. And like I said, I totally support indie game development. This was not done by a very large team. The team that was behind this was, I believe it was about three people. And it's really hard to even get in contact with them, which I did try, but, you know, their website is still currently undergoing maintenance. They're trying to stand it up and everything. But if you scroll down, so far the reviews on it have been very positive. It's been in development for a long time. It's a tough-as-nails game, but I am enjoying it. I want to say that it's got online and local co-op, so we'll definitely have to play that as well. I do support... You know, I love games. I love roguelikes, and I love procedural generation. And, so far, out of all the runs that I've had with this game, I don't really feel like I was gypped, like the generation was kind of stupid. So, the generation, everything makes sense. I do like the mechanic of there are shops, much akin to, Spelunky, how you have the shops in every level. There's also a main tougher boss character that you will have to, it's either a boss or a mid-boss, that you'll have to defeat before you can unlock a chest which has quite a bit of loot. You'll unlock these like little tiny chests in the game, but there's a bigger chest that you can unlock, and it's worth it. It's worth it to backtrack the level because it's not always going to be near this mid-boss character that you fight. So I think it's cool. It's super easy to die. I've died a few times by it was kind of Spelunky-esque where I would hit like a floor trigger or a like a yeah I would hit like a floor trigger and then like a boulder would drop on me. Boom, there goes all your health. And each of the character classes have different health. It's a mix. They're all balanced and everything. So I think it's pretty good. I think you should play it with me. Next up on our list, we got a code from the developer for Battle Loon. I will say the only thing I hate about this t this title is I want to say it's Battaloon, so it's like battle balloons. I like the title for it. I'm just like eh.
I think it's that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, Batloon. I just want to say battle. You know, just cut it off in half, and then it's like Battaloon. I don't know. Who knows? All right. Heads or tails? Oh, it was tails. I'm sorry, I won. No, I'm just.
No.
Oof. Oof. But yeah, the B game, the balloon battle game, we got a code for Switch. I've been playing the hell out of it. It's a really adorable game, and I like the mechanics because you are balloons, and as you are pushing the other players and everything into spikes, you're expending your, I don't want to say oxygen. You're spending your air in your balloon, so you're going to deflate by just trying to push these people into the spikes. I think the presentation's adorable. It really reminds me a lot of another indie game that I've played in a similar fashion called Starwall, which is kind of like a multiplayer, balls to the wall battler in one space where you guys kind of have like a floaty 360 degree movement, trying to push the other player into hazards. And I like that. I like that. I like the presentation. Like I said, the pixel art's really, really pretty. It I didn't I the price tag's not that bad and everything. I'm probably gonna buy a gift copy just to gift it out to somebody. But yeah, I enjoy it. I think it's nice. I think it brings a lot of fun to, just having some stupid multiplayer fun, and it's good. I'm going to give it 8 J's out of 10. Next up on our list, it's not necessarily a game, but I've put about 13 hours into it. It's Ace Sprite. So, like I said, I was getting into indie game development. I have a link to it over here on the or it's going to be on our blog. I got it at a discounted price because I'm a Humble Bundle member. So I bought this from Humble Bundle. It's like one of the top-rated pixel art pieces of software. I know some people use, a lot of people use Photoshop, but the big selling point for this one is it's a lot easier to do GIFs and animations with. So you can open up different scenes and layers. So once I get my character laid out and everything, I can go ahead and start an animation frame sequence and go ahead and alter. You just imagine like you're doing a like a flip book. So what the next frame's going to look like if they're doing this animation, whether they're starting to crouch or rising up, so you can adjust the pixels that way, and then you can go ahead and play it in one animation. So I have read some guides and everything. This is pretty easy to import into GameMaker 2, which is the software that I bought to start this process of making a game. And I have to say, I am not an artistic genius. I am terrible, but
You're not allowed to say that.
I'm not. But I have to say, the more time that I spend with this, the better that the more comfortable I feel with branching out and trying new things. So, shout out to the developers. I was glad to give you guys my money for this. I love Ace Sprite. I see a lot of people online that make these incredible art pieces with Ace Sprite. A lot of other indie game developers and solo developers are using Ace Sprite, and they do some amazing things. Fervir, Fervir. That's at least his Twitter handle or whatever. He has an itch.io for a game that he's making, and he just does some amazing things. Like, I strive to be on that level, but there's so many great artists and everything out there, and I love it. I appreciate having a piece of software that I can just be like, you know what? I don't feel stupid when I'm using it. So, 10 J's out of 10 for that software. It's not even a game, but it's awesome. It's going to be used to make games. I mean, we can. I put it over there. Okay, so I wanted to start a new section. I didn't want to put this in my currently playing, but what I'm going to do is with our future episodes, I'm going to have my cheapie of the week. So I'm going to scan the Steam store for games that are either on sale or normally $3 or less, so I can try these games out. And Oops, I Slept With Your Mom is on sale currently until March 18th for 99 cents. Okay, so you were talking about Oakwood. Let me tell you, this game, I feel like the budget was like Andrew and Tegan made this. So I'm just kidding. But I feel like it's very basic. The goal of this is you are playing as a little infant and you are just crawling through this house. You're trying to avoid like old people in wheelchairs, dogs, cats. You're trying to get back to your mommy. And I don't know if these things have slept with your mom. That might be a little bit sicker, I guess. But it's fun. I'll tell you like this. The premise to this game isn't as bad as another game that I'm going to go ahead and talk about right now, which I bought a long time ago. Don't you dare judge me about this, but it is a simple, cheap game called Shower with Your Dad Simulator, where you play as a little you play as a little boy, and your race and different things change with each loadout. So it's awesome. All right, so Shower with Your Dad Simulator. It's also an indie title. It's base price is 99 cents. I don't think Adult Swim Games did not sponsor this. I thought it was an Adult Swim game. Yeah, so you have your dads and they're naked and you play as the little children that you have to run and find your right daddy while you're showering. So you have a time limit and everything, and I didn't even mean to get into a discussion about this, but I'm totally going to play this after the podcast. But Oops, I Slept With Your Mom is not the same as Shower with Your Dad Simulator. It's fine. I used to shower with my dad or, whoever was in the house or whatever when I was little, so it's fine. But Oops, I Slept With Your Mom isn't worth 99 cents. Yeah, it's worth 99 cents. I wouldn't pay $2 for it. It's on sale for 50% off, but yeah, so there is that. And last up on our list, okay, I got a code from the developers for this. It's called Treasure Stack. So the game is currently $19.99. They just released on Switch. It's weird to say this, but the game has loot boxes, but it's loot boxes based on your progression and everything. So it's either a solo or multiplayer game. I thought that I was decent at Tetris, but you go into this thinking that you're playing Tetris, you're going to fail because this game is definitely not Tetris. It has the same concept of you have falling blocks and you have to strategically place them, but these blocks are treasure chests. So once you get a bunch of treasure chests of the same color stacked up on each other, that doesn't matter until you have a key to unlock them. So once you have a corresponding key and you unlock this row or bevy, this certain pattern of treasure chests that are connected, that plays into your combos. I'm not a stranger to video games, and I've played quite a few hardcore video games, and I'll say that I enjoy this game. I like it. I will recommend it. It's fun, but I fucking suck at this game. I am absolute dog shit at this game. And there's so many different customizations and characters that you can unlock with this. It keeps me coming back, but I can tell you right now, it'll be a cold day in hell before I play competitively online with this because I am fucking awful. I am not good at this game, and I will not shy away from that. I'm not good at this game. It's hardcore. Maybe the more I play with it, I'll get a little bit more comfortable with it, but it is not for the Oof. But it is not for the faint of heart. So I'm gonna give this game, I'm gonna give this game 8.7 J's out of 10. I don't like to say any game is perfect out there, but this is a pretty solid game. It's a pretty well put together game, and I like it. I like it. All right, let's move on to our next section. Upcoming games. So I was a little surprised this week because I was looking at all the upcoming games, and this one I didn't even see an announcement for. I was a little jealous of the PlayStation 4 players when they were supposedly getting this game, and I was like, oh my God, this is a game that's never going to get ported to Steam. But it is. So
It looks crazy.
I know. So this game is it's Dissidia NT Final Fantasy. They're releasing a free and deluxe edition. With the deluxe edition, I believe you get access to all characters. If not, the you're going to be on a rotation. So if you're not familiar with the Dissidia franchise, they take all the characters from Final Fantasy and it's like they put them in a 3D battle space. So I was a really big fan of Dissidia since the beginning. I played the first one on PSP. I love the shit out of it. And this one, they are going to have a free model, but you are just going to be, beating the shit out of people. If you opt in for the free model, you do not qualify, or you don't get the modes like story mode or anything like that. So they are kind of, nudging people to buy it. I'll probably get it at some point. I don't know if I'm going to get it right off the bat. I do love the Dissidia franchise and NT released with favorable reviews, but I might try out the free version at first and then kind of see how that goes. I don't support Square Enix as far as their pricing model goes. Some things with some of their other ports that they've done, like Final Fantasy 13 and a few of their other newer titles, they weren't breaking the bank. But if you look at Square Enix overall, when they do mobile ports of their games and everything, they're like fucking ridiculously priced. And I'm like, guys, please. But they still know that people are going to buy it, so they're still going to charge that. So this releases on PC and PS4 on the 12th. So that's coming out on the 12th of this month. So, what do you think about that? Did you see any of the gameplay videos or anything or any of the screenshots? How's that look? Do you think you might try out the free model with me if I get it? Well, no, it's okay. So you are putting like a 3D landscape. It's not a fighter like Mortal Kombat in that sense. You do have dedicated moves to your buttons. So there'll be a button for you to like dash. You can like go up in the air and everything. And there's a little bit of strategy to it. It's not overly complicated. You are going to be able to use this right off the bat with a controller. It's very controller friendly. Obviously, this was developed for the PlayStation 4 first, so I think it's really going to be easy for you to jump into. There's not a lot of like crazy different button combinations that you have to use for like skills and everything. It's mainly just trying to maintain. I'm not going to say it's rock, paper, scissors-esque, but it's maintaining a good balance between if you're dodging correctly, using like your skills at the right time, and so forth and so on. So, hey, whatever dispute we have, it's no argument here. You can argue till you're blue in the face, but I'm taking out the trash because I love doing that. That is like a passion of mine. So don't you dare interfere with that. So next up on our list, releasing on Xbox One, PS4, and PC on the 15th, is Tom Clancy's The Division 2. You already know. I've talked to you. You've seen me, you've played some of the first one with me. I am so fucking pumped for this. I am so ready for this. After the big Anthem letdown, I am just like so ready to jump into this. If you guys pre-ordered it, you're gonna have early access. They say that there's 3-day early access, so instead of the 15th, that should be on the 12th. So yeah, it'll be good. I can't wait to play it. I'm probably going to spend a ridiculous amount of time that I'm not going to want to admit to anybody that I have played the game that long, but I'm super pumped for it. And like I said, this comes to Xbox One, PC, and PlayStation 4. Yeah, I it's there were some things that I didn't like about the original Division, but they really do. I will say that Massive, they listen to the fans, and it's not just like they completely block them out. And it's just like, well, that's how it is, guys. That's how it is. Fuck you. I will say that after the first year of the Division, which a lot of these online looter shooter games go through this, they definitely were able to reach that point where I could look at it and say, you know what? This is an amazing game. It released as a good game. It became amazing, and it continued to stay amazing with all of the different updates with the Underground, which was basically their version of greater rifts in it, or rifts and greater rifts for Diablo. You had randomized dungeons and everything to go through, which is fucking awesome. The survival mode, which was just insane. I thought that it was an interesting take on the matter. You still have the open world, and going through it, you were scavenging for supplies, and it was crazy because there were other players out there, so they could either beat the shit out of you, or some people would work together until they got into the center to get extracted and everything. And depending on how far you got more loot. So yeah, I'm pretty excited for it. I can't wait to see what expansions that they bring to it, but I just hope that they take whatever they had in the Division One and kind of build on it. I don't necessarily expect them to release Underground 2.0 for this as an expansion, but I do expect something of that quality. So yeah, I'm ready for it. Next up on our list is Don't Escape, 4 Days in a Wasteland. And this releases on March 11 to PC. The reason why I put this in here is, like I said, I do support indie games, and you can look at the store page and check it out. I don't think it's going to be too expensive, but I thought it was interesting because I'm a very post-apocalyptic guy, and this is a post-apocalyptic story-based game, so it's point and click. I think that you would enjoy this as well because there's not like a lot of tense. I mean, there may be some tense moments, but I don't know if you've played a lot of point-and-click adventures before, but I've played enough to where I can say that there are some really good ones out there, and this looks pretty good. Yeah, so I think it's going to be good. I like the art and everything for it. If this doesn't release at like $20, I might get it, which I don't expect it or anticipate it to release over $20 because that's not really the norm for a lot of these smaller indie games, but I think it's going to be pretty. And next up on our list, coming on March 14th to PC, is Rico. So Rico looks interesting in the way that it is a the way that they bill and sell this game is that it's a procedurally generated co-op buddy cop game. So you're taking down a lot of these narcs, crime people, and everything. The cell shading in the game kind of reminds me of, not necessarily, but I think it was this game that came out on PlayStation 2, 2 or 3 called 13. It's weird to see a cell shaded shooter, but yes, it's got procedural levels. There's like I said, co-op and daily play cases. So you complete like a daily play case and you get rewards and they have leaderboards and everything. So again, this doesn't look like a game that's going to win Game of the Year or anything, but I feel like you could probably find a good amount of fun in it if the gunplay is good, the collision detection and everything's pretty good. I think it has potential to be a really good game. And last on our list, on the 15th, One Piece World Seeker comes out. So, I've never been a big fan of One Piece. I do like anime. I don't like One Piece. But I will say that Bandai Namco, they know how to make anime games. They made a few One Piece games. I want to say that Omega Force made. Yeah, Omega Force did like their Dynasty Warriors version of One Piece. But World Seeker's been in development for a little bit. I know. Some people were pretty pumped about it, but yeah, anyways, that releases on the 14th, and that's coming to PlayStation 4 and PC. Yeah, this is definitely one of those games that I personally will not buy on release. But I am glad that they're bringing it to PC because before it was incredible. I mean, oh geez, if you take a step back 10 years ago to like 2009, if someone were to tell you that there were going to be a bunch of Japanese developed and published games coming to PC, they would have probably looked at you like you had just gotten hit in the head with something very, very heavy. But no, I do support the influx of Japanese developed and published games coming to PC. Like I said, tons of Final Fantasy games coming to PC now. the Tales of series, a bunch of them coming to PC. Bandai, they've been cracking it out. Sega's done quite a bit of work. Sega's doing even more now, and I support that so much. I'm glad that, a lot of these Japanese developers and publishers are bringing a lot of these games. So let's get ready to get on to the next category. Video game news. All right, guys, so we got some interesting video game news for you this week. First up, this kind of caught me off surprise, but Octopath Path, did I just say that with an F? Oh, that's terrible. Octopath Traveler, there's a prequel that's coming to mobile devices. Yeah, it's coming to iOS and Android. I saw where it was greenlit, and it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird, I'm not going to lie. But Square Enix, I guarantee you, with Octopath Traveler being that was $59.99 on release. I want to say that it was $59.99. Maybe it was $39.99. I don't know. Anyways, I bought it when it came out. I guarantee you this game's going to be at least $30 on mobile, which is crazy. It's going to be at least $30 or $24.99. But it was an old school RPG. The original Octopath Traveler was. It didn't really make very many waves outside of Japan, I want to say. But a lot of people still bought it, and I love the presentation. If you look at that trailer for Octopath Traveler, it's pretty dope. I love the whole old school isometric slash kind of like semi 3D look of it. But that's coming to Android. I don't really have a game playing phone. I've got like an LG V20, so I'm constantly, clearing whatever I can, making sure my memories. Yeah, and I'll say it right now, I'm not an Apple supporter. I hate Apple. I hate iPhones, and I hate Steve Jobs. I know it's bad to talk about people after they've died. Sorry about that man, but he was a total asshole. But I will say that if either of us were to get it, with you having an iPhone, there's no dispute for me between Android and iPhones, and I will never buy another Samsung device again. But iOS is fucking amazing for games. I think this game would run perfectly on your iPhone. So if you decide to check it out, we may try to get a code or something for it. I think it's gonna be great. There's
I
a
feel like I'm
Yeah, I mean it's I think it's gonna be good. Yeah, we'll definitely have to check that out and provide some words on it. Next up on our list was it was a little weird for me. So From Software, a developer I do support, I don't heavily support them anymore because I've played. If you play, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry to the hardcore fan base, and trust me, there is a hardcore fan base. But if you played one Dark Souls, you've played them all. Dark Souls 1 was perfect. It was perfect. Okay. Dark Souls 2 was all right. Yeah, see, Dark Souls 2 was I don't know. There's a lot of controversy surrounding it. I don't Dark Souls 3. I never beat it. I never beat it. I might come back to it one day. A lot of people creamed in their pants, Death Scythe included, over Bloodborne, which is a PlayStation exclusive for now. No, it's probably always going to be. But anyways, Miyazaki had an interview, and in the interview, he did express interest in making a battle royale type game. So what some people would, well, what everyone's pretty much speculating at this point is that Miyazaki would be interested in making a Dark Souls-esque type battle royale game. So one, that might sound cool. If you guys are all dropping naked, which is pretty much how you start off in Dark Souls, if you guys are dropping naked and then picking up shit, I mean, it's pretty much the same concept with a lot of battle royale games. Drop in naked, pick up some shit, maybe a weapon to beat somebody with. It might be okay. I don't know what kind of player count that they're looking at, but I will say this. While I do like From Software as a developer, I will say that their concept of online structure and play and just everything regarding that is like, I feel like they're still using a template from like 1994. It's terrible. They have always been absolutely awful as far as their online structure. I have no idea how they would even begin to tackle this, but I don't know. I'm not really a big Battle Royale fan myself, even though that's pretty much like the hotness right now between Fortnite, Apex Legends, PUBG to some extent. Pretty much everyone in China is playing PUBG. Nobody else is because they're being exploited by the people in China, but I don't know. I love the look and the aesthetics of Dark Souls, and I feel like the more that you would play Dark Souls, you would like it because it's very. It has a very dark and dark and gloomy atmosphere. Like that's the way a lot of the creatures are designed. I just don't know how to battle royale how a battle royale game would play out. Like I when you see this piece of information, how do you feel? You know, it's funny that you go over the whole patience thing because when I first played Demon's Souls, which was their very first entry into this new type of game that they were doing. I played it probably for about 2 hours before I was just like, man, fuck this game. I can't do it anymore. And then my buddy was just like, death is supposed to be a learning tool in this series. Or I'm sorry, with this game because it wasn't a series yet. And after I grasped that concept, I went back and I rebought the game after I traded it. There was a game trading website that I used to use. I don't even think my account's active anymore, but I traded it with somebody else. And so I went back and got the game, and I absolutely loved it. I kind of have that Dark Souls fatigue now. Like they've released, I mean, Dark Souls, or I'm sorry, Demon Souls came out like a decade ago. Came out like 10 years ago. I'm pretty sure of this. Let's see. Let's check this out. Let's see when Demon Souls released. Yes, Demon Souls released February 5th of 2009. So the first entry in this type of the style of game that they started, it came out for PlayStation 3. After I gave another chance, I loved it. But what I saw with Demon's Souls was it was a smaller game with the hub and everything, but the set pieces and everything that you would see and go to, they were very meaningful. Like you would go to a like some stone tunnels and you could see the workers working there, and they were emotionless. They were very they were down and everything, and then they weren't even human. They were like some kind of goblin-esque creature that they would just like turn around and attack you with. I love the monster design, the bosses. I feel like Demon's Souls probably had some of the best bosses in the franchise because of their design, some of their mechanics, and how you would tackle them and kill them. Now with Dark Souls just kind of blew me away as far as you didn't have that main hub world. You just had a main hub where you would just like go to a map and then phew, go straight through the level. Dark Souls had a very cohesive world where it wasn't. I use this word or I use this phrase sparingly with open world in the sense of where you could backtrack and go back, but the world was just all connected. So you would go to another area and then you would see like another way to explore, like going down to like some sewers or something, or going into a forest. You know, you would just see like a little top area, and then you would kind of like brush away a little bit of the dirt and you find a little bit more, and then you kind of go to another area and it's like, oh, okay, well let me see this. I found a little bit more. And then with Dark Souls 2 they kind of nixed that. You know, you just had bonfires that you could warp to. I don't know. So I'm kind of feeling the Dark Souls fatigue. Sekiro's coming out, which, you know, is developed by them. It looks like it's not going to be Dark Souls, so I might try it. I like it. A lot of people won't know that From Software, From Software, they don't just do Dark Souls. They're behind the Armored Core series. So Armored Core is pretty badass. It's a third person mech game that came out, Jesus, on the PlayStation 1. So they've been going strong with that series for a while, and I feel like Armored Core should still be around. They should, try to expand on that. I don't want From Software to just be that Dark Souls company. I want them to do other things. I don't want them to do shitty games, but I mean nobody wants to do a shitty game, but I don't know. When I saw the news about the Battle Royale, I was like, ah, do we need that? I don't think we do. I don't know. If it's free to play, would you try it out? Yeah, I could see that. Next up on our list, I am very excited about this because I support the game. I support the developers. Grim Dawn, they have had an expansion in the works for a while. They have been very active with the community, releasing updates, showing gameplay trailers and everything. But Grim Dawn is releasing their Forgotten Gods expansion. They finally got a release date for this. This is releasing on March 27th. It's going to be $15.99. So whenever I've looked up information for the Forgotten Gods, it's very deserty. There's like different landscapes and color palettes and everything. And if you guys have played Grim Dawn, you guys know that the game's fun. It's hardcore, but it's good. I initially got into Grim Dawn because I was getting a little burnt out on Diablo. It's good. I'm not a Path of Exile guy. I know a lot of people are, but I prefer Grim Dawn to Path of Exile. So I think I gifted you a key for Grim Dawn. We'll have to jump into that sometime, but it's fun.
I'm totally there for it.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be good. It's very flexible as far as your skills and everything goes. The end game is pretty fun, but there's so many. Oh God, oh God, what is it? Torchlight. Torchlight. The developers are releasing Torchlight Frontiers this year, so there's so many action RPGs that I got to get to. Warhammer Chaos Bane, I believe that's coming out this summer. So I want to say that looks more like Gauntlet Legends, but it's there. I don't know. I support the developers from Grim Dawn. Let's get it. Let's get that expansion. I'm ready for it. So that's coming out later this month. Next, we have Vermintide 2. So Vermintide 2 reached their anniversary. It came out a little over a year ago. So I thought this was interesting because Vermintide 2 is now on sale, but they have added a new to celebrate their anniversary. They've added a new map and instance called A Quiet Drink. So with this, your characters have decided to venture into they venture into town and go on a pub crawl through Skaven-infested streets. So this you've played this with us. So just imagine a pub crawl with all of these. They're not zombies, but the Skaven, these rats coming at you, and you kill some. You go into a bar and then you drink some beers, go on and kill some more. I want to see if they have like drunk mechanics and stuff. If so, fuck yes. Do it. So I haven't played this yet, but I'm gonna say that what they're probably gonna start with is a little bit of vision distortion. So you get a little inebriated, your vision starts to distort, and
If you're walking from
that's also true. You may walk a little bit slower, but I want to say maybe the more that you drink, you may have to stop and your character kind of looks down and then they throw up. That might be a little disgusting and hazardous, but I don't know. I love the developers. I bought every piece of DLC that came up for this game, and you know what? I can't wait to try this out. We gotta try this. I think I think I might have to think about my next indie game. Maybe it's an indie pub crawling simulator. That might be. I love this woman. Yes, definitely. So next we have NES. Nintendo has announced that they're going to add Kid Icarus and Star Tropics on March 13th. These were originally Nintendo original Nintendo titles. And if you guys have a Switch Online membership, then these games are going to be free in that sense, because they do have their classic Nintendo application. So they are adding these games, and you know what? Check them out, guys. They came out a long time ago, and you know, if you have a Switch Online membership, why not? Yeah, I haven't played it in a while either, and I don't know if it's aged very well, but who knows?
I
Oof. Speaking of aging well, I'm probably gonna have to pick this up too, but GOG, good old games. I fucking love these guys. The company that did the Witcher series, one of the best video game series out there in the world,
yeah.
undisputed. Sorry, it's amazing. They started
You're
this.
amazing.
You're amazing. They started this company called GOG, where their bread and butter was DRM-free gaming. So you bought a game on GOG, you could download it, you could share it with people. They were just very open with those games. They just announced that they partnered up with Blizzard and they are selling the original Diablo. So the original Diablo,
Wait,
the original fucking Diablo, that, yes, that is coming.
I've
That's
heard
on
of that.
GOG right now. Yeah, it's awesome. Like, oh God. I was a child. I was a child when I played the original Diablo. I was still a child when I played Diablo 2, and I was a man by the time I played Diablo 3, of course. But I'm gonna have to get this. Oh God, the Diablo 3, they released their anniversary update that I believe they continue every year, where you can revert your Diablo 3 character back to play like a Diablo 1 scenario, and I just remember thinking like, oh my god, how the fuck did I ever get through this back in the day? But the original Diablo is available on GOG right now for the measly price of $10. So yeah, it's awesome. If you have the original floppy, then we need to frame that shit because
I'm almost done.
no, you are not old.
Oh, I am.
I am old. I'm like 10 years older than you. But yes, this 9 months, 10 years, same thing. Actually, it's not. But yeah, so I'm gonna have to check this out. This kind of like caught me by surprise because this was announced a little bit later in the week. But yeah, God, I have not played the original Diablo since maybe before I had hair on my little peaches. So that's crazy. I'm excited about this. I wasn't even erect the first b before I played this game. I didn't even know what the concept of that was. But yes, I am totally pumped to play this old, probably terrible game. So,
It's not terrible.
oof. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, that's it for our game news, guys. We have reached the end of all of our content and everything. For final words and everything, is there anything that you wanted to add, Dune? Me too. And I'm really glad that you gave me the opportunity to build you a PC. So, you
Thank
know,
you.
I love it too. So, yeah, we're gonna play some more. There's a bunch of indie games that I gotta go through. I think part of the reason why I'm using these indie games is to probably get some ideas, some concepts. I'm still learning pixel art myself. I'm not perfect at it, but I'm getting better. So I'm
He's
pretty
actually
excited.
really good painting.
Well, the more that I look at these other people, what they do online, sometimes I question myself if I should keep doing this, but it's,
I'm not.
oh,
Oh,
don't stop. Oh my. Yes. So, yes, we are officially old, because there are some people that don't even know what Journey is.
that's
Outside
so
of a
sad. I'm
trip,
so.
yeah, I'll say right now that she's, you may not know this is news right now to you, but she's actually a pretty big fan of Howard Stern. Please don't kill me after we're done with this, but yeah, so,
No, folks, no.
oh my, okay, well, great, so, we'll be back on Wednesday. We're shooting for like an 8:30 schedule. We're a little bit late. There were some unforeseen things that came up last night. I had to work. Unfortunately, I don't make enough to office podcast to use it as a dedicated job, so we do have jobs outside of this. So we're shooting for Wednesdays and Fridays at 8:30. I did put an official link to our an official link, a link to our official Discord that we have, so you guys can drop by, talk to us and everything. And I'm going to try to aim for maybe Tuesdays and Thursdays to be on there for a little bit, just in case you guys have anything to say, any input that you guys have. We like when you guys stop by with us and get erect. Don't point your erect. Anyways, yeah, so... Too late. I'm all about making it weird. So, until next week, I'm Headbanger. And thanks for stopping by. So, we'll catch you guys again.